This is a song by Hugh Bloomfield. Whatever happened to Mozart's money? Where the hell did it go? They say he spent it all on wine and women. But even so, I know a guy who wrote a song for Garth Brooks, and now he's got it made for life. Mozart never really made a lot of money, and that's what I tell my wife. I'd like to know what happened to Poe's investment portfolio. Maybe he walled it up in that crypt with his good friend Fortunato. I know a guy who knows Stephen King, he'd be a sheik in the afterlife. Mr. Poe never made much dough, and that's what I tell my wife. I accost her with tales of Stephen Foster and the legendary William Blake. Say, honey, you can't count the money that a genius doesn't make. Wallace Stevens, also from Hartford, big insurance man. William Carlos Williams was a pediatrician, and Elliot worked in a bank. Well, time will tell if they were poets as well, or if they're just big books on a shelf. Most of my heroes never made a lot of money, and that's what I keep telling myself. Whatever happened to Mozart's money? What about Van Gogh? You know there's more than blood that's read in the books of Edgar Allan Poe. Imagination, large denomination, something you will never earn. But the poor damn souls that made Mozart's money still got money to burn. Yeah, the poor damn souls that made Mozart's money still got money to burn. Mozart's money, burning Mozart's money, burning Mozart. Why you think it's so hot down there? You know I like to get my hands on a little of Mozart's money. You know, like maybe just enough to pay for my coffee or buy enough gas to get back home. Mozart's money. Okay, a little drink of water here. I almost hate to say it. Any requests? Well, that's the wife speaking, so...